Yukon Quest champion Hugh Neff is the first musher out of Rainy Pass in this year's Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. He left the checkpoint just after 11:30 this morning without stopping for rest. Two veteran mushers, Jan Steves and Martin Koenig, scratched today, both at the Skwetna checkpoint. Steves was injured in an early crash and Koenig became ill. Every Iditarod is difficult, but this year, mushers are preparing for a particularly bumpy, brutal ride on the trail's first leg. Many have modified their run strategies and adjusted one of their main tools for keeping a competitive edge, their sleds. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, durability is trumping speed for the sled mushers are starting the race with.
Rookie Tim Pappas is running a fast, young puppy team and made the decision to ride a heavier sled because it stands a better chance of not getting pulverized on ice and rocks.
So I can, give the sled a little bit more abuse. It sounds like it's going to be kind of a rough trail this year, so I think it's going to be the right choice.
Originally, Pappas had planned on switching sleds further along the trail to one with wooden runners that would have been lighter and faster. But given that conditions through much of the race are looking bare and rough, he decided to stick with his beater. It's a design crafted in-house at Martin Boozer's Happy Trails Kennel, where Pappas is a handler. And Boozer himself is opting for the same strategy. Runners made from a heavy plastic composite that puts durability ahead of speed.
I know it adds a bit of weight. It probably adds 5 or 8 pounds to the entire rig. But it also guarantees you virtual success going through some of the rough sections because they literally cannot break.
Boozer says that this year he isn't racing to win, just finish.
So the joke is that this year's motto is how slow can you go?
Other mushers are building slow into their strategy too, or simply looking for ways to tamper their teams during a dicey technical descent out of the Alaska Range and towards flatter trail conditions. Lance Mackey is spending the first part of the race on a bigger sled designed for the Yukon Quest.
It is indestructible. And if anybody can break it, it'd be me. So it's been tested and abused, and it's still functioning. So I'm taking this one to Nikolai to just kind of confirm that I'll have a dog team when I get to Nikolai.
On top of the sled's weight, he's taking other steps to budget his dog's energy. He modified his gang line and harness system to give the team less pulling power. Then from Nikolai onward, vroom, they're off.
And you get to Nikolai with a dog team, then you can race.
Another strategy for limiting pulling capacity in this first leg is just running fewer dogs on the line, as if you're taking cylinders out of an engine. Race veteran Kelly Maxner is running an aggressive schedule for a top finish, but he left the start in Willow with a multi-part sled that included, among other things, a hip-high plastic dog crate.
I'll carry up to 4 dogs, maybe even more, depending on what's going on out there, just because I'd rather be carrying dogs instead of slamming on my brake.
While many of the sleds departing Willow Lake had a caboose attached, plenty of mushers left with short, unburdened sleds, suggesting they've either dropped equipment at checkpoints further ahead or are in for a fast ride to Roan. Reporting from the Iditarod Trail in Willow, I'm Zachariah Hughes.